According to the German Society of Ophthalmology, women cry on average between 30 and 64 times a year. For men, and this won't surprise you, it's a lot less, at between 6 and 17 times a year. Again, men tend to cry on average for between 2 and 4 minutes at a time, whilst for women the average is about 6 minutes. Crying turns into sobbing for women in around 65% of cases. That's pretty high, compared to just 6% for men. It's just like the Germans, and I'm one of them, by the way, to measure something so emotional with such objectivity and precision. We don't think all that often about the phenomenon of crying, and yet the statistics tell us that it's a pretty regular occurrence in our lives. So when was the last time that you cried? And for what reason? Why did you cry? 9 times out of 10, it's because someone or something didn't turn out the way you'd hoped. Someone was unfaithful. The report from the doctor was bad. When our expectations are dashed, when hope fails us, it causes deep pain inside, and as a result, many a time, we shed a tear. But one day, God will wipe away every tear. That's the promise. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 to 5. I heard a loud voice from the throne. It said, "Now God's home is with people. He will live with them. They will be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death, sadness, crying, or pain. All the old ways are gone." The one who was sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted." If you believe in Jesus, then one day you'll head into an eternity that you'll spend in the very presence of God himself. And those people who are hurting you, that sickness that's racking your body, those uncertainties and fear that are causing you to worry, all those will be gone. And what will be left is just you and countless others in the presence of God, worshipping him for eternity. And that's a hope that will never fail you. That's God's word, fresh for you today.